Welcome to Lutopia, where we're making our own utopian homestead. With me, as always, is my partner Lorelai. She is off camera, but you will hear her voice. She doesn't like being on film, but she wants to talk. We might let you be her. Other thing is, if you don't know and you're new to the channel, we have a little homestead that we are building. It's a primitive homestead. We live like in tents. And just getting ready for what we feel is a big collapse coming. In the meantime, a few days a week, we come out to this lovely place and take a break. It's been nice.
And live in domesticity.
Yeah, we're pretending to go ahead and live like everything's fine. And that's our topic. Is everything fine? I feel like someone has pushed the pause button the last 2 or 3 months, and I'm curious if you felt this too. So, 6 months ago, I would go out to a store and you could feel the oppressive fear, and people were uptight and angry and pissed off and scared. And it was palpable. And on this show, I'm like, man, we might have just weeks left. You need to buy, 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 prepare, prepare, prepare. And
I mean,
then
honestly, it was like that in September.
almost for like a year.
Like we were rushed to get back here.
Oh,
Rushed
September.
and
Yeah, this year. And then a few months ago, it just stopped. Like, I go out now, I don't feel that in stores. And what's strange to us is that on paper, everything is like hanging on by a thread. The power grid's under attack, it's in trouble. The gas situation, the rails on the trains.
weather is insane.
Yeah, crazy weather. And shortages. But in the grocery store, then it doesn't look like there's any shortages, and you can kind of get what you want, and people are out. Yeah, things cost more, but it's not really as
No.
hard. Like, say you spend $400 on groceries, you're now spending $500 or $600. Unless you're on a fixed budget or you're really like low income, you don't. It's annoying, but it's not going to change your lifestyle that much. You might just not
And I think it's,
spend.
I
You might just
honestly.
not go to a movie as much, you know, and I think for most of upper middle America, it's just annoying.
It's annoying. And I think
But
what's happened is, my true belief on this is that it has happened so slowly that people have gotten inoculated against it. Like, it's like,
of course, this is more expensive, or this.
You don't do the shopping really, I do the order and everything, so I see the prices of stuff, but I don't we don't go to the store and buy it like
Yeah, we have a lot
we
of stuff
used to,
delivered.
so we have stuff delivered. But when I told you that that order that I put in that was 6 bags of groceries and toilet paper was $75, you were like, what did we get? I was like, oh, they didn't even have the three other things we wanted,
It's ridiculous. And we
And
I
it wasn't
think
even anything all that, it wasn't anything extravagant. I think the most extravagant thing on there was like vegan chicken patties.
I mean, we are power shoppers. I consider us, we are major bargain
Oh,
hunters.
yeah.
And for us, like our normal $75 of stuff is probably someone's $150 of stuff. Because we usually only buy stuff on sale.
Yeah, I only
And,
buy
you
things that
know,
I get a reward for or
some
that
sort of
are
kickback or
super
half
clearance.
price. Like, I can't, it's really rare when we buy something at full and I feel like I'm getting hijacked and robbed. Like, we always buy stuff on sale. And so what our strategy was, and if you've been watching this show for a long time, hopefully you've done the same thing, is, you know, in 2019, 2020, when stuff started happening, I'm yelling to everybody, go out and buy hard, buy, spend. I know it doesn't seem like you have money, but spend it. Because the worst that's going to happen is you're going to buy everything and it's on sale right now, because it's just going to get more expensive.
And it is.
And I'm sorry, that's the best scenario. The worst scenario is total grid down collapse and you're going to be living on that food. So either way, it's a win-win, depending on what happens.
I would say there has been easily 15 times in the last 2 months that I would not have been able to make what I was planning on making had we not had storage. That
Yeah.
is how many times shortages have come up in the order.
Wow, really? That's
Where, like,
impressive.
I'm like, okay, so yeah, like, and it's not little thing, it's not like this one brand of taco sauce I want. It'll be like the only kind of ketchup that we can eat in our house.
Yeah, because we're, you know, we're vegan, and so, and we won't eat anything with high fructose corn syrup, and You know, to eat like natural food is much more difficult as far as buying processed food. But you can still go to stores around. Like, we could go to Publix where everything is 30 to 40% more and get it. But when you're on a tight budget, because we live a life where we have no debt. I drive an old car.
Massive freedom, but no debt.
No debt, and we're stingy about what we spend on. Now, we will buy a top quality wood stove.
I was going to say, I have a $65 pillow.
You know, we would buy.
But
ask us how many times we go to the movies. Ask us how many times we eat out. Ask us how many times we go to McDonald's and get coffee. 0, 0, 0. We don't do that stuff.
No, the only person that drinks a little bit of coffee is me and our kid. You buy it, and that make is, it. I buy it and I make it here, and that is maybe, maybe once a month if you averaged it out. And it's usually I have a couple iced coffees in the summer, and that's it.
So we don't do anything, but we're not normal.
But yeah, I've never gone anywhere and bought a coffee.
No, but we're not normal. Everybody I know has gone, even in the pandemic, they went on vacation still. They still go out to eat. They go out and have stuff with their friends. They still went on life like, yeah, it's a little annoying that everything's a little more expensive and they got to wear masks at some places and stuff like that. Well, but that's all they care. And then they still go on with their life. And I'm like, this has more red flags than a Chinese parade. Are you not seeing this?
We won't do the mask thing. So that... Yeah. That stopped us from going out anywhere, which is fine because we're not really those kind of people anyway.
But it's a trade-off. Like, we live on very little money, but everything we have, we own. And we have no debt.
We have no stress of, okay, we got to make this mortgage payment.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, that's a big one. Or car payment. Or they're coming to repossess your car, and then you have no transportation. Like, I can't live under that kind of pressure.
It's a lot.
I think people
just get used
to it. My heart
goes out to people that...
But I can't do it anymore.
So... Like, our homestead right now, we're only building what we can afford. So we are literally living in wall tents, which are like the old army tents, you know, like what you'd see in MASH. And we just made it nice. It's
pretty
comfortable. I don't
know. I love it. I think it's super comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, I breathe better. We don't have the forced air.
Yeah, it is really interesting. If you, now, you guys, maybe some
I
of you guys
sleep better.
Camp or whatever, and when you go camping, you'll be like, wow, I can really breathe in the mornings. And
like, we were not meant to be in buildings like this.
No, and forced air, I didn't realize it until we went and lived like in a tent for a week, and I was like, wow, my health feels so much better. And we wake up kind
it's
of
a big
with the sun
difference.
We go to bed with the sun. It's
no, what was it, 2 weeks ago we were out at the farm and you were like, we gotta get in, get our showers, it's so late, da, da, da. And you were just going on. I was like, what is he talking about? Because I come back and looked at the time, and I knew what time it was. And he's acting like, because, you know, when winter hits and it starts getting dark earlier, I guess you just like...
It's dark at like 5.
You got like oversensitive to it that day or something, and then we sat down, we're eating, and he was like, oh, I'm glad we got it all done. I was like, yeah, he's like, I'm so tired. What time is it? I was like... It's like 4:35. And he was like, I thought it was like 8. You know, like...
Because the sun's going down so early now. And
it does, and when you were working outside, you were tired. And
the time change and all that really screwed me up because I'm judging it based on the sun. And I'm like, normally the sun goes down at 7, so it's got to be like 8. And now it's like 4 where the sun's going down. It was ridiculous. So... I will say this, though. Living outside, if you can do it, because if you're like, man, I just don't have a lot of money, you can get a wall tent. Like,
our wall tent
is on sale for under $500 right now, and
it's on sale
nice.
For $450, and it comes with a floor.
Yeah, it's nice. And, you know, you might have to spend $2,000 or $3,000 to get all the, you know, get a decent stove in there. Or you could just, you know, nickel and dime it. Put away $100 a month, $100 a month, $100 a month, and 4 or 5 months you buy yourself somewhere nice like that. But it can be done on the cheap. So don't stress if you're listening and you're like, oh, well, you know, I'm tapped out. You can do it. You just got to get tighten the belt. And
I mean, our wood stove setup cost us more than
the tent. Yeah, we could buy 2 tents for what we spent on our wood stove, probably. But like I said, we will spend money on quality stuff. We're really cheap in most of our life, but we will spend money where... Like on a good wood stove, something that'll last 30 years.
For health.
Or
and
a sun oven. You know?
Yeah.
Something like where it's like, I'm going to buy this oven, but yeah, it might be $400, but it's going to last 30 years, probably the rest of my life, the sun oven is going to last. I can't say that if I go buy a stove.
Yeah, the only thing that ever goes on them is the gaskets.
You know, I go to Sears and buy a stove. It's not going to last
there's
30
no working
years.
Part, yeah, there's no moving parts on our sun oven.
Yeah, it's a rubber gasket. That's it. So that's something that we were thinking about. But I'm trying to bring it back around. Is there's all these things hanging by a thread right now. And what's wrong with us that we are still seeing this and are concerned in prepping when it seems like everyone around us is ignoring this and
we actually just going back to normal. I talked with a friend about this last night. Like what's wrong with us? You know, she was like, what's wrong with me that I see it and nobody else does? You know, like.
I don't know.
I think some of us are just different.
Because people are like, well, dude, you said it was coming and it didn't. And it's like, no, it's happening. It's happening in slow motion. The deaths are absolutely happening. What you're seeing now is skyrocketing rates of cancer and weird cancers and like cancers that are super strong or cancers where they're not supposed to be. So all of a sudden they'll be like, you know, something weird like a brain kind of cancer in the gut and stuff that they've never seen.
It'll be, oh, my mom went to the doctor and they found something, and so she went in and had a biopsy and it's stage 4 pancreatic cancer that, you know, like, but she was fine 6 months ago.
So you're seeing people die of that. You're seeing people starting to die of immune system issues and
the heart attacks and strokes
and the weak lungs. You're going to start, the flu season is going to take some people
out.
Oh,
I tell you, RSV is a big thing right now. They're saying that's, you know, we're basically having the RSV pandemic kind of thing. You know, the flu and RSV and COVID and blah, 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 blah.
So as we predicted and been telling you for a while, it would slow down. And it would probably wait till after Christmas, but I believe in January you're going to see this huge wave of respiratory issues and weird cancers that are taking people out. And it is happening, because we were talking about this, that just the amount of ambulances we are hearing is way different than we used to.
And the amount of car wrecks.
And the vaccidents. We call them the vaccidents, where they're vaccine-induced. We think they are, but, you know, they could be other things, but... I'm sure people are stroking out while they're driving and wrecking. You know, I've seen some videos of that.
Or just all of a sudden, and I mean, we've seen crazy accidents. And
but,
it's not just,
I mean,
it's
substantially
weird.
More. Like, we were talking, and how many did we see the entire spring?
All spring, we saw like maybe 3 or 4 accidents.
Now what do we see when we drive up?
3 or 4 a day.
Three or four a day.
Like, on our trip out, it's an hour or so out there, and there was, like, 3 or 4, and not little, these aren't fender bender accidents either. Like, I mean, there's a few of them, but they're big accidents. Like, there was like that SUV that
rolled
all the way across the highway kind of thing, and...
So, and we're hearing the ambulance, like, we live out in the country, our homestead's way out in the country.
We never heard an ambulance the whole time we were out there, and then we heard 3 the last time we were out there for, like, 4 days.
And now our house here in Myrtle Beach...
And this is an older neighborhood, and it is the holidays. So, I mean, I give it a little leeway, but we didn't hear it last year like this.
No.
But I'm hearing like 8, 9 a day sometimes. It's not, I mean,
ridiculous.
That's a lot.
And Lorelai had a friend that talked about how her husband cut her hand and what happened with that.
So he cut his hand in his wood shop and went to the ER for stitches and ended up just coming home and super gluing it. They were like, yeah, you're not going to be seen for at least 7 hours before anybody will even talk to you.
Yeah, and if you listen to the nurses out there, they are quitting in droves.
Like, they're burnt out.
I saw a study where they were doing surveys on these people, and 40% of healthcare workers plan on quitting this year. 40%! Because they are burned the hell out. That you have one nurse who normally handles 4 beds is now handling 8 to 10 beds for the same pay, working longer hours. And,
they're doing like 16, 18 hour shifts.
Because they don't have...
There's just no other nurses. And
they're either sick from the vaccine.
Got
they
fired.
Quit over the vaccine. Or they're burned out on healthcare and don't want anything to do with it and are going to go start a cupcake business. You know, like, they're done. And I, as a healthcare professional, I'm over it. I don't want to see patients anymore. I'm burned out too. Like, I can't even imagine setting a practice up in this environment.
Mm-hmm.
I would... I'd be so uncomfortable.
Everybody's so paranoid.
Oh, yeah.
And want these, like, stupid measures and
So you're talking about healthcare crisis, and it is just ramping up. It's going to get bad because you got a lot of sick people. You have a lot of medical professionals that aren't there anymore.
Well, what
and
about
are quitting.
All the medical professionals that got vaxxed?
And that's what I mean. They're you know, if you didn't know this, Medicare pulled this crap where
Medicaid.
You had, it was a Cade or Care?
Medicaid.
It was Cade? That you and your staff all had to be vaccinated or you wouldn't be qualified for the program.
Wouldn't be able to accept Medicaid payments.
So,
which is like 90%
of... 90% of like every hospital and most practices. So almost every professional out there is vaxxed and they're getting sick and dying. So there's going to be a massive wave of sick people and nobody to treat them. So I mean, it's already that way. You know, I've got close... I know some people that have cancer from the wacky cancer from the shot, and you'll talk to them and they're like, it is standing room only and I can't even get imaging done.
Yeah.
Like I can't, it's weeks
out.
Or
they say call every day to see if there's an opening you can come in. Like,
yeah,
like,
maybe somebody
like
died.
Like stand by at an airport for, you know, cancer screening.
It's like, I'm trying to say this without getting too personal, but I talk to people and they're saying like, it's standing room only in these oncology offices. It's that bad. And the oncologists are burned out.
Well, and of course, they're all baffled.
Yeah, they're not really baffled, but they have to say they're baffled.
We don't know what caused this. And
it's coming
around.
Nobody
knows.
So, everything's on pause. We feel like we're crazy people because we didn't pause. But it is a nice break because I can go shopping and not feel the fear.
It is.
But I don't feel...
But I don't feel it's realistic either. Actually, it's starting to make
me
even more nervous at this point.
Second guess and feel like I'm a crazy person, too. Like,
it did
what am I wrong? Am I wrong about all this? But I can't be because there's so many signs.
If you just put it on paper, just the simple facts. No crops, crop failures, no fertilizer, low fertilizer, dead processing plants, there's food shortages coming, period.
Yeah.
And people, like, every other video I see is like, have you seen the price of eggs? You know, like...
Shipping crisis.
Yep, shipping crisis, railroad strikes.
Railroad strikes that the president's just like, no, you're working.
No diesel fuel on the East Coast. They're like, there's just, it's one thing after another. And I think there, you know, we've lived with this just-in-time system for so long that I feel like, well, yeah, the pause was nice and we did get a little extra done. I feel like it's kind of been on like a tension strap, so like here's an extra week and it ratchets up and it gets a little more tense, and then here's an extra week and a little ratchet, and I feel like when this snaps it's gonna fall so hard.
So you think it will be a big I felt it would be a slow choke.
I think this is
then
the slow choke.
A collapse.
I think this is the slow choke.
I
feel really, when I kind of tap into it and feel the, you know, not to be too woo, but, you know, feel the flow and the collective, I feel like this is the slow collapse. Like, la, 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 you know, Empire's Fall is what it does. I'm scrolling through Amazon looking for dog clothes. You know, like, that's where I'm at. And I really feel like we are on... Like, the tension is so much now that once something breaks, like, all it's going to take is that one drop of water to hit that wire just right, and the whole thing is just going to explode.
Yeah, and we don't like being the fear-monger people either. I don't want to be the fear, hey, get ready.
Well, I think it's just going to be
just
one thing.
Like,
and I'm not saying that, like, bombs are going to go off or World
no,
War III.
I don't feel
any of that.
I don't feel any of the war stuff.
Is that...
I feel it's going to be a choke out of fuel.
It's going to be one thing.
I think
so
it's going to be fuel.
Say we start with fuel.
And
well,
then
that goes to food right there. And power.
And power. And people
everything.
Are going
and it's
to
just going to be like a domino effect. And it's going
to
happen.
Legit freeze to death.
I think
up
it's going to happen fast.
Yeah, I think, you know, the whole Northeast is going to freeze to. Like, that's going to be bad.
I'd be very nervous.
And
nervous
I do
about...
feel like the powers that be that set this in motion, the evil. It's a lot easier to blame massive amounts of death on power outages and control the information than say,
it
oh,
is,
it was the
like,
vaccine.
Well, it can't be the government. Oh, your government didn't fail you. This crazy storm came out of nowhere. Who could have seen that winter was going to hit during winter? You know, like
that, or you know what we're seeing now are the people attacking the power stations, which is probably the government agents, like false flag attacks. But they're going to make it look like some crazy redneck that shot it up over Jesus or something.
Yeah, it'll be something stupid like that.
They'll blame it on something stupid like that. But you know, if you haven't been paying attention, the up and down the southeast, they've been attacking substations and knocking power out.
And then Washington and Oregon too had a whole bunch.
Oh, I forgot about it. Was
before
out the
that,
West Coast.
And then during, and yeah, it's yeah, West Coast and East Coast.
So no one really knows what it's from, but I mean, anytime something like this happens, where the first thought of us is like government doing it to themselves, or what the government will do is hype up a crazy unstable person and send them loose.
Or give them ideas. And
yeah, I'll be like, you should do this. You know, so there's always like very few things are what they ever are. There's always a
It always seems like they have their hand
something.
In it.
Yeah. So it's easier to blame all these problems, and it's a nice look over here situation, because when power goes out, that is an immediate, my life needs to be fixed now kind of situation.
It is, especially when there's 3 feet of snow on the ground and the temperatures are 20
and
below.
They can legit pass anything they want in Congress while that's going on. They can legit invade a country while that's going on, and you wouldn't
care
because
start World War III, but it's not going to matter
because
you're
East
freezing
Coast
to
is
death.
Out of yeah, you're freezing to death and wondering when the fuel truck's coming.
And is Grandma okay? And if this happens right before Christmas, when all these people are traveling and going to other people's houses and stuff, that
and
you know this storm is supposed to hit right at Christmas here.
That's happening too. I forgot there's a big storm coming, which is so. Please take your power situation serious and get some wood.
I mean, South Carolina's got temperatures like
our
farm
warning.
Is like we have a snow warning and like 21 degrees.
Like what is that? The South cannot handle snow, so people are going to lose their minds here. We're preparing for that, but I also am going to say that we feel. I honestly, in my gut, when I see visions, it is power first. The food is going to choke, but I think the power is what's going to make the shelves empty because you can't ship anything anymore. If enough substations got attacked and blew up, it would be, you know, they don't have any spare parts for these things. All that stuff shipped from China. Like,
well,
you can't just buy a transformer.
Back in 2019, this was an issue.
That stuff is, there's very few of them around. So when these things blow up, there's not a lot of spare parts. So our power grid is being together, held together with duct tape and prayers, and it's like, it wouldn't take much to cripple that. If that happens, which I honestly feel something's coming, I think it's going to be a slow die-off over the winter of all these respiratory problems and getting overwhelmed, and that'll be the focus of, it'll be some new variation of COVID.
Well, I mean, what
better
way to
out.
Keep people's mind off their own problems than like your mom's sick?
Yeah.
Or
that's true.
Sick, or...
So you'll see, because... Right now, we were expecting, like, piles of bodies in the street, but they're not. It's a slow choke out, and I think it'll go for a while. But every vision I've ever had in the last 5 years says it's going to be fall 2023. And I've been saying that for years, if you go back and look. Something big's happening fall of 2023. I think it's going to be a slow bleed out till that. But I do think you're going to have weeks of no power here. There's probably going to be some death in the winter because of, you know... Look how many people died in Texas when their power went out for 5 days.
Because they just had no clue how to function. And people didn't even know to just like put a tent up in your living room. They just didn't have that information.
Crazy. Well, you don't think about it in Texas. Like here in South Carolina, people would probably lose their mind if it went.
Well, and people
week.
Don't realize like all up and down the East Coast, like because I grew up on the West Coast, we have fireplaces in every chintzy apartment. But you guys over here, all the fireplaces are boarded up. Taken out, closed off.
So if you didn't know this, a lot of people had fireplaces. When I was a kid, I had a fireplace. But the insurance company stopped covering them. And they made people board them up or put gas inserts. And that became a thing. And also it kind of became a social status thing on the East Coast where it's like burning wood was more for like poor people. It's like, oh, you can have this fancy looking new shiny, you know, cool gas heater
that you don't
and
have
it was
clean and it's not
it became
dirty.
Trendy. I remember when I was a teenager it was trendy to pull pellet stoves got real trendy. Gas stove inserts came really trendy. And then it was also I remember my mom was talking about it she got one done, and she was like, I never have to call the chimney sweep again. I never have to check the chimney again. It's awesome, you know, like, because there is a less expense back when gas was cheap.
But I was going to say, and back when it was available.
Like... So what Lorelai is saying is, even though people have, they might have some old boarded up chimneys full of creosote, they're going to break out and try to burn. There won't be some house fires. There won't be people...
Not just that. People don't know how to burn anymore.
Yeah. They'll just go out and chop trees down from their yard.
You
and
can't
throw
burn
in.
Wet wood and it'd be okay. Yeah, you know,
you
like,
can't burn green wood.
And especially like the loblolly kind that we have down here, that's like...
It's like a bomb. I mean, that is creates...
How many times have we thrown it on the fire pit and it's just like exploded?
Yeah. We have pine everywhere and we can't really use it. Just outdoor burning is all we can use it for.
I mean, you can if you chop it fresh and season it right.
If we
seasoned
it and we cleaned our stove a lot, we could probably get away with it. But it burns really hot.
We'll be okay, but you gotta.
Well, we know that.
But you gotta clean it.
You're talking about a bunch of people that never burned wood that don't know, Jack. That generation's gone.
And how long? I mean, and we researched it here. Like, I don't know anything about the wood here. I know wood for Pacific Northwest. You know, like.
And most people in their 20s and 30s. Never grew up in a wood-burning fire. They have gas inserts. They have pretty propane ones. They don't have old-school fire because insurance doesn't cover it.
There's a whole generation of the younger generation than us that was never allowed to touch anything.
They weren't allowed to make a fire. Yeah.
It's not safe. You know, the helicopter kids, you know, the, like... They never even walked down the street by themselves? Like, can you imagine them trying to make a fire?
Oh, man.
Because their moms are sick, or their dads are sick, or gone?
I'm going to ask you one question. This will show a lot. When you were young, what was the young people's jobs at the farm?
Firewood?
Chopping firewood. like
I took
8-year-olds out there with an axe whacking away.
Well, I just took it away from you. I was like, this is an 8-year-old's job. You got other stuff to go do. And he was just like...
And I was like...
Give me a look. I was like, you're just not doing it right, you know?
And unless you got, like, a kid from the country, because people in the country still do this.
But I did. I was that kid that grew up in the country, so I know how to...
That it's still around for some country folk. They still have. But most kids, I would say 90% of those kids never swung an axe in their life. They're going to cut their foot and have no clue. No clue. Like, so there's going to be a lot. Can you imagine...
Well, no, I'm just saying, you're a grown man with a medical degree, and you weren't doing it right.
Like, you know, I haven't chopped wood in a long time like that. Now I've got a good axe, though.
Yeah. I think. But, I mean...
What it was is I was cutting dried oak, and I'm not used to it being that hard.
Well, then you shouldn't have been.
That's too hard to cut. Like,
because I solved the problem by walking over and getting a piece of cedar.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was like, you were doing this all wrong.
I was like
you
man, this oak's hard. This is so hard.
Like, you should
I'm
never
used to split pine where you just hit it and it blows up. Oh, yeah.
But,
that,
I mean, that's like...
That seasoned oak is no
these
joke.
That's information you already had in the back of your head, you know.
Yeah.
You'd just forgotten it. What about people that have never had that information or even know how to make a fire or control a fire? Or I see a lot of houses burning down. That's all I'm saying.
So we feel that here's what's probably going to happen and why it's on pause right now and enjoy it.
Oh, and no fire department either because, like, what is it? I just read Myrtle Beach's response time for the police is, like, 14 minutes now.
Yeah, 14 minutes. And you know, the fire, all that stuff runs on diesel. What happens when the diesel stops running, you know?
Right? What if there's no gas?
You just can't count on that stuff. So here's...
I got the Clydesdales, I guess.
I feel like we hit pause... We're going to enjoy it. There's going to be a slow choke during the winter. You're going to see a bunch of people get sick and go to the hospital. They are dying. It is happening. It's just being quiet, and it's not all like dead piles of bodies in the street. They don't all hit at once.
Well, it's not
but
the
they
plague.
Are. That's not how this is going to go down. But they will die because they have weak immune systems. They will die when they freeze to death or smoke inhalation or something like that. I feel like there's going to be... Other things, anything but the vaccine will be blamed.
Or bad diet, or lack of malnutrition.
You know, anything else will be blamed. I think that's probably what's going to happen. I feel in my gut a fuel crisis will be what starts everything that dominoes it. But
fuel,
I don't
power,
know.
Right.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it's the diesel or the trains. Like, that still rings true to me. That everything comes in on a train. You know, something.
Everything you touch in your house came out on a truck.
Yeah.
You know, like
trucking. I feel like that is the major one that'll start everything falling. And what will happen is probably the power won't go out for good. It'll go out for a few weeks at a time here, a few weeks there. They'll patch it back together. It'll keep going for a bit, and then it'll go off and it won't come back on, what I feel like. But I don't feel like it's just going to do that from the start. I feel like it'll be rolling blackouts, patching. It'll be this place, you know, substation blew up and you're not going to have power for a month. You know, that. But that's enough to take people out in the north.
Well, yeah, I have family down in Louisiana. A couple years ago, they got a really bad snowstorm down there. Freezing temperatures, and it wiped their power. I think their power was out for like 2 weeks, something like that. Like, and you know, down in the south, they close the roads if it snows.
Yeah, you'll see
like,
here.
It's no joke. Like, the state troopers will arrest you for driving. Like, you don't go out. Mm-mm. It's not like they give that warning, don't leave the house if you need to, and everybody's like, yeah, sure, whatever, we're going to McDonald's. You know, like, down there, it's no kidding. Especially in Louisiana, it's all bridges. It's all overpasses. Like, everything's up because of the swamp. And those freeze.
Yeah, it's because, well, everything's ice. When in the south, it turns the ice storms real easy.
Well, yeah, it's so wet.
No, it's that black ice
cloud. And then they're on the, like I said, the bridges freeze before anything else.
No. So we'd like to hear what you think about all this. Are we just the crazy people that cried wolf too much? And are you in that same boat? Because everyone around us is like, nothing happened. We spent all this money.
I mean, I keep talking to people that are like, oh, no.
I prepped all this.
We got all this food and we just ate it. We're eating our food storage now because...
We're going to spend our money going on vacation instead of prepping now.
I can't.
And I'm like...
are you insane?
I was talking to Lorelai that we've had multiple friends go on cruises and stuff. They're like $5,000. And I'm like, dude, you could have got a whole solar system for $5,000 for your house. $5,000 goes a long way. And it just...
Or at least you could have bought, like, a chest freezer and, like...
Just, like, a little Blue Yeti battery or something. You know, something.
Something.
But and what do you got for a vacation? You got some pictures? Gained 10 pounds?
We got the memories.
You know, I...
We did this thing.
I guess.
I get the level of happiness is important.
I wrestle with that. Because why not do all that stuff before it falls apart? I guess if you're wealthy, it shouldn't matter.
It wouldn't, but these are people that it's one or the other.
Yeah.
And I think, like, how responsible... Well, I just wanted my kid to be able to go see this place before he can't anymore. That's great. What's he going to eat next year?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you know.
It's not that bad. We'll grow something.
It's not that big a deal.
Yeah, I don't know how far... It drives me crazy because when we look at all this on paper, it drives me nuts that we, like, you should be... concerned, but then I'd feel like I'm fear-mongering and pushing the button all the time of, and we've kind of just stopped really telling people we know. We just are like, okay, you do your
thing.
I
just smile and nod now because I'm like,
go for your vacation, enjoy yourself,
enjoy that.
You know, but we're still in this mindset. If we're wrong next year, I will know if we're wrong or not. I would say a year from now, by next Christmas.
Oh yeah.
If nothing's happened, then that was it. It was just a little recession. And you know what? We bide hard while everything was cheap, and we still came out ahead.
And it didn't really affect us in any way.
I don't.
So,
like, I mean, every
but I just,
fiber feels like it is fall 2023.
I don't see how it can't be like...
Something's major.
Next
coming.
Spring when there's no crops to plant.
Yeah, the food.
You know, like, I don't think people realize that, you know, you're eating food from like 3 or 4 years ago. Like
pretty much.
The canned stuff that you buy.
And the bags of chips.
A lot
all
of
that
the freezer stuff.
A year or two old.
But yeah, they're saying, I just watched a thing that, like, one of the things you won't see in grocery stores next year is chips. Like,
yeah, potato
chips
shortage.
Chips and french fries. Like,
potato shortage
just...
is for real, because this country runs on potatoes. I don't think you realize how many people eat.
Every single restaurant runs on.
Yeah. And. They, not necessarily, they are growing less potatoes, and some crops failed because of weird weather, but the issue is shipping the potatoes to, potatoes are heavy.
Shipping the potatoes,
them.
And then all the processing plants that,
oh, and
that
the
process
the
potatoes, they burn down.
They mysteriously burn down, the food processing.
So, there's
they
no
died plant. Suddenly. The processing plants died suddenly.
Oh, we're terrible.
Oh, God. I know, we're so bitter now, because it's like... All we've
had
is society tell us how crazy we are.
I was okay
like,
until the whole,
oh
we
God.
Need amnesty for things that were said and done to you people when...
It's so hard because, you know, I like to think that I'm an empathetic being and I'm trying to reach higher and be a better person.
I don't mind turning the other cheek once in a while, but come on.
Love these people, but they, I mean, Gene Simmons is on air going, you are the enemy if you're not getting vaccinated. You know, you have people making, I say probably 2 to 3 times a week we get tweets where it's some pro-vaxxer talking about how we deserve all to die, and then it's like the next sentence is, this guy died from the vaccine. I mean,
or this guy's teenage kid dropped from a heart attack. Or
we have so many of those.
There's hundreds of them.
So many, 2 or 3 times a week. And if you talked to us a few years ago, I would be like, no, we would never, we're enlightened beings.
We would never laugh about this.
And now it's like, I'm having a hard time not being like, you get what you deserve, man. You know,
I don't have time to worry about them. Like, I'm sorry for your loss. You know, like, not my problem. Like, I wasn't your problem. You made me your problem.
Yeah, I was minding my own business, living my own life. They're the ones that came up and are
so
like,
that I was trying
you
to
can't
kill
travel
you.
Anymore. You're killing grandma. You're killing us. Everything about your lifestyle. You're crazy. You're uneducated. And you can't work anymore here. You know, they took things away from us. I didn't screw with their lifestyle at all. And then now they're like, oh, well, you know, the science came out. We were all wrong about the vaccine. It doesn't really, you know, it doesn't stop COVID. It never stopped the transmission. It doesn't even reduce it. But, you know, we were scared, so you just got to forgive us. That's like, you attacked everything in our life and made my family scared to go out.
Well, I mean, it was at the point, and it
and
wasn't
now you
that I was
just
scared
be like,
of
sorry,
some,
I'm scared.
Some silly disease. I was scared of those people.
Those people, yeah, they were
and
violent.
And I'm still to this day worried about them.
I am shocked when I see how violent the tweets are. Like, you have people like Howard Stern that are like, yeah, just line them up and force them to get vaccine.
Or put a bullet in
their head. Yeah, like, you know, screw you.
You can choose this. I saw one meme, it was like, you can choose this shot or this shot. You know, like,
you know, and that's,
you have a choice. Blah, blah, blah. Like,
once they start preaching violence, they've broken the nap with us. You know, I'm not screwing with your lifestyle, but you're screwing with ours. Now that the science has come out that it's all fake, that the vaccine stuff never worked, it never did, it's BS. Even Pfizer and the CDC are like, yeah, we were wrong, and we're just going to ignore all that.
Yeah.
That everything we were saying all along was right. We're just... And then now the narrative is, well, it was the best science we had at the time, so we went with it. You know, I regret it. I wish I had acted different. And it's like... Do you?
I wish you'd acted different,
because you were
too,
violent.
Because I will never trust you again.
I will never... Yeah, you... And it was funny. The biggest talkers were the ones who rolled over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the biggest advocates of, I'll never do that. Like, 3 months later, you're looking in there. Mass Nazis. And it's like... Man, in a way, I'm glad it happened on a soft start like this.
I am too, because you know who you can trust. Because
I know who I'm going to hang with and who can go hit the road. It has really... This is a struggle because, you know, we are a spiritual channel. I want to help people. I want to feel good about it. And we're sitting here like being, I'll see these tweets and I don't even feel bad anymore. I'm like, oh, serves him right. He said some horrible things about not being vaccinated. You died of a vaccine. Tough luck. You know, and I was not that person 2 years ago. I don't want to be that person.
It wasn't until they got violent with us. You know, I can understand being scared. For a while, I was willing to just, you know, okay, you do your thing, I'll do my thing. But it changed.
I can't leave the country. I can't
travel. It shifted gears to, you're trying to kill us.
Yeah.
And we should kill you first.
And then now that they're like, oh, well, the science came out.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, we thought that was what it was, even though it's completely not. And, sorry.
You don't get to pull Urkel on that one.
Yeah.
You know?
Did I do that? So I don't. I need to do some soul searching and a little prayer and try to be softer about this because I feel so jaded.
Yeah, it makes me feel very low vibe. But
at
the same time, I think there's a lesson in there too about who you can trust and who you can't.
And I feel like... It's like people who attacked us are dying now from their own consequences.
Their own bad choices.
Their own hand. And should I feel bad about that? And I know I should, but I don't. to. It's tough. I want to, but I'm all out of empathy for these people.
The violence got me, and the mocking tone of, oh, you are such a rube. You're so lowbrow. You're so uneducated and a moron. Everybody knows the vaccines. Yeah, everybody knows you should inject yourself with experimental
gene
whatever.
Therapy that's never been proven and has no...
It has a track record of killing everything that's ever been injected with. But, you know, hey, yeah, let's just
And if you
on.
Get sick, there's no accountability. You can't sue anyone or nobody's responsible.
Yeah, nothing sounds, you know, sells safe and effective like you can't sue us.
Yeah, safe and effective. Because you can't sue us. It's safer for us.
Safe
for our pocketbook.
Yeah, safe
and effective for Pfizer. No kidding. Oh, my God. So I didn't want to get it all into that, but I feel like we had to...
I know there's
that,
other people.
I know there's
other people that are just like, I'm a horrible person now. You know, like if you told me 2 years ago that I'd be like making off color jokes about people dropping dead,
yeah,
or you're like, oh, hi, how you liking that Bill Palsy? Like
the Pfizer smile memes, you know, and all that. And I'm laughing at these things, and I'm like, I should be laughing
at
this.
Bad person. But at the same time, you know, we spent like
damn,
there was a year where
I yelled at my family and friends, don't do this. And they
Well, you know, how about
me.
The time that I was in the bathroom in New York and they were like, we're going to call the police on you for not wearing a mask. You know, like...
Yeah.
You're a danger to society for breathing.
And now they're like, oh, sorry.
Oopsies.
Until it starts again and then they'll be like...
Oh, no, they're already back. Mask up.
They'll be like, oh, yeah. We know it didn't do anything, but we're doing it again.
It makes everybody feel so much better, so just put it on. And I'm so sick of that.
No.
Just do it to make me feel better. No. Just no.
Yeah, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of being bullied.
It doesn't make me feel any better.
And I feel now that those of us that got through this have a much stronger backbone to say no. Because I...
Oh, yeah. Like, we...
2 years ago, I was trying
like
to keep the peace
soldiers now
and be nice.
War.
And now people are like, dude, what's your problem? You're jumping down my throat. And I'm like, I'm sick of being bullied by this crap. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of you sitting here... Bullying me for pretend science that doesn't make any sense.
Making shit up.
And just using and threatening violence against us. Taking away, restricting my travel, restricting my ability to go to a doctor, restricting probably eventually
can,
like
no,
going
you
shopping.
You can still get that passport, you just can't go anywhere with it. You know, like.
That's ridiculous. So, you know.
You can still pay, you know, the government the $200 to get the passport or whatever it costs now.
And when people talk to us, it's like, and I feel like a cold bastard, but I'm like, our game plan is just to watch all you guys die off, and then we're going to do what we want. They don't want to hear that, but that's
I'm just going to lay low while you all drop dead.
You drop dead,
like,
and then I don't have to worry about this stuff anymore, because the rules and regulations go out the window in a crisis. You know, especially at that magnitude. Whew. Wow, I'm fired up. I'm turning red. All right. Well, I think that's enough. We've caught up on our fireside chat. Unless there's anything else you want to throw in there, are we good? We will give you updates of what's going on in Lutopia. We are hoping to start, finally, we're going to do a test building of styrofoam aircrete. We're going to do something really simple, like a little 8x8 shed.
But we've got to get the styrofoam.
And we got to get styrofoam, and I need...
And you have to...
I need some... hydrogenated lime. I need to find that, and that's hard to find. So, I'm only missing about two parts, and I will film that whole process and take you through it, and you guys can see our first building out there. In the meanwhile, you know, just watch. We're still doing stories. I'm going to redo our water catchment out there. I'll do a story on that, because I think our water catchment's a hot mess.
Yeah, we're going to do a upgraded... We have to move it anyway.
It's a hot mess. I got to fix it. And we got to... maybe clean the well, because, you know, we dug this well and it's still kicking out muddy water, and I haven't done it in months because I just left it settle. But I know that I've got to drain all the mud out of there, and it's just going to be a big process. I'm probably going to have to waste a pump and ruin it just to get the, you know, to get
I don't think
the
we
mud
have the
out
time
of there.
To do it
to
by
hand,
hand
pump it. No, it'll take forever. I don't know. We'll have to see how it goes. We got lots of cool projects coming this winter. So hang with us, pay attention. We are trying to, again, most of the places I put stuff are BitChute and Brighteon now. I'm barely on, I don't even really use Odyssey much anymore because nobody's ever active on there. I love Brighteon, they've been very nice to us. And BitChute's been surprisingly good to me. You probably will still see some of the stuff on YouTube, but I really hate YouTube. I'm trying to get off it.
The only stuff we really put on YouTube is the tutorials. Like, but this like, is how we put the pen together.
We can never have a talk like this. I would lose my channel.
Oh, yeah.
Although I'm getting to the point where I'm about ready to just lose my channel.
Just like blow it up.
Yeah, just I don't care anymore. Because we stopped giving a damn about monetization. You know, I used to make a decent income on
used to make a living off of it.
Off YouTube. Like, I could make a living where I didn't have, you know, I was working making videos, a content creator. And, you know, that got all censored out in COVID and they took the money away. So I'm making nothing. And the only thing we're really getting now
with
is...
With no warning either. That was dirty.
The YouTube, we're getting... you guys still help us by using our Amazon links, and that's pretty much all I ever ask. It's like, just if you're gonna go shopping, use our links. And a lot of the stories, I'll mention stuff that I use, and I'll put the link in. And I mean, it's only a couple bucks. It might be anywhere from 20 to 50 bucks a month, but that helps. I mean, it lets us buy a supply out there.
Yep.
So I appreciate it. That we do love it if you help us out that way. So try to remember to go through our link before you go shopping on Amazon. It really does help.
Yeah, you don't have to buy what you get through the link.
Yeah.
Just go through it.
Other than that, we hoped to build a small community to get ready, but it's been more frustrating and difficult than I expected. And we're kind of to the point where we're just going to go with what we have. But if you're vegan and you believe this vibe and you want to come talk to us, we are still looking for a few souls. If you want a place to ride it out and with people that feel the same way you do in a safe place, give us a holler and come help us build this place. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right, we love you guys. Hang in there. We'll see you soon.